Chapter 2. A Wooden Mask. 5 minutes later, the children stood in front of 332 Locust. Faded blue paint chipped and peeled off the old house. Thick weeds choked the flower beds and grew up through cracks in the walk. Hot summers and freezing winters had turned the white picket fence a dirty gray. A few broken pickets poked jagged edges in all directions. Violet backed away.
"Let's go home," she said.
"Wait," said Jessie. "I know this house. We trick-or-treated here, remember? The housekeeper was that funny lady dressed as a mummy. She brought us into the living room."
"To a nice old lady in a wheelchair," said Violet.
"I do remember. She was dressed like Betsy Ross and was sewing an American flag."
"I don't remember," Benny said.
"Sure you do," said Jessie. "There was a big silver candle holder on the table next to her with 5 black and orange candles. Candle wax was dripping onto the table, and you picked up a glob and shaped it into a ball."
Benny's eyes grew wide.
"And she let me ride up and down the staircase in her special elevator."
"This house was so cluttered with all of her things," Henry said, "that I wondered how her wheelchair got through. No wonder they need such a big moving truck."
Jessie remembered the stacks of books, piles of pictures, and shelves of figurines that were scattered through the big blue house. The children looked around. A red car, as bright and shiny as a candy apple, was parked in front of 332 Locust, but no Best Movers truck.
"Where is it?"
asked Violet.
"Maybe the driver stopped for gas," said Jessie.
"Or dinner,"
said Benny, who was usually hungry.
"Let's go see what they're throwing away."
The children ran around the block and looked down the alley.
"Oh, no!"
cried Benny. Empty trash cans stood neatly next to garages. At the far end of the alley, a greenfield garbage truck rattled away. 2 workers walked behind the truck, picking up trash cans, bags, and boxes, emptying everything into the truck. 1 man pulled a lever. A loud whirring and grinding noise filled the air as the truck crushed everything inside.
"We're too late," said Violet.
Benny watched the garbage truck turn down the next alley. He felt sad as he thought about all the treasures they could have found.
"That's too bad," said Jessie. "It was a great idea."
Henry put an arm around his brother.
"Cheer up," he said. "Let's go home and open the tackle box. See how much we made today."
Usually, Benny liked counting money, but now he lagged behind the others, kicking pebbles as he walked. At the end of the alley, as he turned to kick 1 last stone, he saw a woman with long red hair wedge a large white box into a trash can behind the blue house. She leaned out into the alley, staring at the distant garbage truck, then hurried back into the house. Benny raced over and lifted the lid.
"What did you find?" asked Henry.
Benny pulled out the box and opened it. Popcorn spilled out.
"Popcorn?"
he said.
"Why throw away popcorn?"
"Sometimes," said Violet, "people pack fragile things in popcorn."
"Fragile?"
"Fragile means things that can break easily. Like the glass snow globes Grandfather sent from New York. Those were packed in popcorn to keep them from breaking. Popcorn's cheaper than bubble wrap."
"And it tastes better,"
said Benny.
"You should never eat packing corn," warned Violet. "It could be months and months old and dirty."
The others bent over and looked into the box as Jessie slowly uncovered their new treasure.
"It looks like some kind of mask or something," she said.
The children all stared at the wooden mask that lay neatly in the box. The colors were faded, and a crown of dusty feathers sprouted from the top and sides. The face was half faded yellow and half gray, and the bottom of the mask was painted in different colors, almost like a rainbow. On both sides of the face, rain clouds had been painted.
"Wow," said Benny. "Look at how thick these feathers are."
He ran his fingers from the bottom to the top of each bunch of feathers. Violet looked carefully at the mask before speaking.
"I read about something like this in one of my Prairie Girls books," she said. "It looks like the face of one of the dolls that Katrina found in the book Katrina and the Kachina Doll."
"That's right,"
said Jessie. "My teacher talked about Kachinas at school. Kachinas are Native American spirits. The tribes made dolls of the spirits to give to women and children as presents, but I've never heard of anything like this.
I wonder what it was used for, Henry said.
Do you think it's real?
Asked Benny, very excited. Henry began to close the box.
I'm sure this is just a copy of a Native American mask. Maybe the person who lives here bought it as a souvenir and didn't want it anymore.
Well, I'm going to sell it tomorrow, Benny decided. I bet someone pays $5 for it.
Violet looked at the mask carefully before Henry closed the lid all the way.
This must be a copy, but why would someone pack it so nicely just to throw it in the trash?
Everyone nodded in agreement.
Let's stop at the library on the way home. They might have some books on Kachinas, said Henry.
As they wheeled the wagon out of the alley, an orange pickup truck pulled in. The children moved aside as it passed. The man driving was skinny, with a scruffy black beard. He glanced at the children as he drove by and seemed puzzled when he saw their wagon with the box inside. As he drove off down the alley, the children saw parts of an old swing set and a couple of broken bikes in the back of his truck. Benny laughed.
He's probably a junker, trying to catch up to the garbage truck. But I'll bet Mr. Robbins already picked up all the good stuff.
The head librarian typed Kachina into her computer.
Ah, here we go, said Miss Connolly, printing out a list of titles. These will get you started.
The library lights flashed on and off.
Oh, no, Jessie said. The library's closing.
We still have 15 minutes, said Violet, running toward the computer room. I'll see what information I can find online.
As Violet headed toward the computer room, Henry, Jessie, and Benny quickly found the books from the list the librarian had given them.
My book says that Kachinas are spirits from the Hopi Native American tribe that live in Arizona, said Jessie. It says there are many different kinds of Kachinas.
My book says that a few Native American tribes have Kachina spirits, but the Hopi tribe has the most, Henry noted. The Hopi dress up as Kachinas by wearing masks like the one we found. The masks are very special to them. When the Hopi tribe wear these masks in their ceremonies, they believe they become the Kachina spirits, Henry explained.
What kind of spirits are they?
Benny asked.
Are they like ghosts?
No, Benny, said Henry. The Hopi spirits help give the tribe the things they need to survive. Each spirit is responsible for something important to the Hopi tribe.
Like food? Asked Benny.
Yes, Benny, Henry answered with a laugh.
Benny loved to eat.
But there are also Kachinas that control the weather and the earth.
There are also clown Kachinas that are just there for fun, chimed in Jessie.
And scary Kachinas that are used to frighten children into being good, said Henry, tickling Benny.
In the computer room, Violet paced up and down. Every computer was taken.
Oh, someone please leave, she thought. Please, please, please.
Finally, a man with a long braid down his back stood and pushed back his chair. He reached out to turn off his computer. Violet froze. He wore a beautiful bracelet decorated with dark and light silver. It was just like a Hopi bracelet she had seen in her book. She glanced at his computer screen. It was filled with photographs of old masks.
Could they be Kachina masks?
The screen went blue as he logged off. The library lights flashed again. Violet didn't have time to go online, so she hurried to find the others. Jessie was flipping through a book of Kachina masks while Henry read a book to Benny. Jessie quickly looked up from her book.
Look! What is it, Jessie?
Asked Violet.
This mask looks a lot like ours. It's very dark on one side, light on the other, and bears the same colorful chin. It says here this mask represents a Hopi cloud Kachina maiden.
Jessie continued.
The cloud Kachinas bring rain to the tribe and make their crops grow. I think someone copied our mask from one of these books, the way I copy drawings and paintings from grandfather's old art books, said Violet.
Isn't that cheating?
Asked Benny, as Henry grabbed their pile of books to check out.
Artists copy other people's art all the time. It's a good way to learn.
I bet it's still worth something,
Benny said.
I bet I can sell it tomorrow for more than $5.